Hey, what's going on, Bro Montana? It's your boy, Jerry, the TR Expert, Washington, recording live from General Fitness Company Studio Basement. Yeah, I don't know how familiar you are with the podcast, but a few episodes ago, I decided that I wanted to change it up and see what the acoustics were like in the basement. Sound quality is actually a little bit better down here, so guess what? Now the episodes are going to be coming from the basement, at least the solo episodes. I have a few guests that are going to be joining us over the next few episodes. I don't think we'll be meeting in the basement for those. But anyways, the basement's good enough for me, especially when I just want to get these thoughts off. So, we're in episode number 2 of TR Expert Talks, switching it up a little bit. Before we were talking a little bit more about mindset, these are a little bit more about physical fitness component of general fitness. So the reason why I'm switching it up is because I thought it would be really important for us to talk about fitness, not just from that mental aspect like we were doing beforehand, but obviously going to my wheelhouse of TRX, functional training, and all the other aspects of fitness that involve your actual moving and using your actual body. So I think these are a little bit easier to get one off a day. We're going to have them a little bit shorter because we're just talking about exercise and movement, so it doesn't need to be too much in depth. So anyways, this is how we're going to run the format on these daily podcasts. We'll still have these interviews, and we'll have the longer formats. So for the most part, when you hear me on the daily basis, you're going to be hearing these short little podcast episodes that are going to be about fitness and exercise. So I appreciate you listening. Let's go ahead and get it started. Today we're going to be talking about foam rolling. If you're a runner, you're probably familiar with how foam rolling works. If you're not a runner, or if you're not familiar with a foam roller, it's essentially like imagine how those pool noodles work. They're like, it's not how they work, but how they look. And it's, you know, composite foam. You put it on the floor, put your body on it, roll it over your body. And the reason why you do that is because it helps you with recovery. Now, I don't want to go into too many details right now because we're just an intro. Let's go and get this show started. We're going to be talking about foam rolling and why it's important to your recovery. Stay tuned. So here we are in episode number 2 of TR Expert Talk. So we're going to be talking about foam rolling today. I talked about it a little bit in the introduction. We're going to just keep it going here. So foam rolling, it's really good for the body. It's probably the most important recovery tool besides maybe seeing an acupuncturist or a chiropractor or anything like that. But in terms of a tool, something that you can just pick up and use at any time, that's probably the most important thing you can own. So let me tell you a little bit about this foam roller and foam rolling and how it can help you recover from your workouts and also help you get stronger and get a little bit more body awareness in everyday life. With a foam roller, you might have seen one before. It looks like a pool noodle. Some of them are a little bit thicker. Some of them have little bumps that stick out that'll help you even more with what's called a myofascial release. So myofascial release, the myofascia is what's in your, or the fascia is what composes your muscles, is what makes up your muscles. And sometimes you might have some stuff that gets locked up. You can imagine like, if you were to put your fingers together and clasp your fingers and pull them apart and put them together, that's kind of how your muscles work. And what happens when you have, with your myofascia, you end up having stuff that gets kind of clogged in between those gaps. So your muscles can't fire in the same way as they would normally would if they have freedom. You know, just imagine your hands kind of slipping back and forth with minimal to little friction. And if you have some issues going on in a specific area, say if in your lower back, your hips, or your knees, or the knee area, not actually your kneecap, but in around the knee area, you might experience like some scar tissue. One of my clients the other day was telling me that they didn't realize that you can get rid of scar tissue. And it's actually something that's really easy to get rid of. And it's probably the most important part to your recovery if you have any injuries or if you are just finishing off a workout. So like I was saying with that myofascia release, the reason why it works, that it helps break up that stuff that's in between, relieve the friction, so you have less friction and it's kind of your muscles glide a little bit smoother. And the most important part about that is that you can get that blood flow going and that blood flow going back into those muscles. So the blood flow is what normally helps with the friction or helps you lubricate your muscles so you don't get as much friction and so your muscles don't cramp up and all that stuff. We're going a little bit too much into into anatomy and physiology. So I want to keep it as basic as possible. I mentioned and essentially say that when you foam roll, it helps blood flow go back into your muscles. And when you have blood flow going back in your muscles, you have better tissue quality. So a good when you have good tissue quality, if you're on a foam roller, you can pretty much roll and do whatever you want on the foam roller. You won't feel any discomfort. A lot of people that have good flexibility have good tissue quality because they can move their muscles and move their ligaments and tendons in different and vast ranges of motion. You can think about it like a gymnast, how they can put their legs over their head, and you probably I know I can't put my leg. I can barely put my leg up to my hip. So that's an indicator that you have poor tissue quality. That's an indicator for me that I have not so great tissue quality, poor tissue quality in my hips and my glutes and probably my lower back as well. So what I would do is if I'm having lower back issues or if I have issues with my lower back flexibility, I would, contrary to what you might believe, you would actually you would roll the other side. So if you're having issues with your lower back, if you're feeling tightness in your lower back, you're having functional flexibility issues with flexion or extension in your lower back, what you would do is instead of rolling out your lower back and trying to get the pain out and trying to get all the blood flow going through there, you'd actually roll out your hips and the side of your hips. So I would say your labrum, or aka the front of your hip, or your IT band, aka the side of your hip. And that IT band is actually a really popular culprit for people that are runners. A lot of people have issues with their IT bands, and it pulls on their back, their hips, and their knees. So if you are a runner, I'm telling you right now, get a foam roller, go on Amazon or go to Target or whatever, and put that foam roller on the ground and put the side of your hip on there and roll it all the way down to the side of your knee and back up and tell me how you feel. It's not going to be a very comfortable thing unless you have a very, very, very regimented stretching routine. And even so, even if you are really regimented with your stretching routine, a lot of times if you are doing impact activities like running or lifting, you're still going to have some scar tissue and some need for myofascial release. So that's how a foam roller works. And I want to always connect these fitness tips with healthy living and mindfulness and our general fitness company, how we're trying to not just get you in shape, but also create a mental framework that you can use to help improve your mind, your body, and soul. So foam rolling, it's actually probably the most beneficial. And in life, a lot of times there's things that are not the most comfortable for you, but they happen to be the most beneficial for you. So you can imagine, say, for instance, if you want to lose weight, the most uncomfortable thing is going to be the most effective thing. And the most uncomfortable thing is to eat less and exercise more. So for most of us, I'd say the important thing is that discomfort is an indicator of growth. You have to experience that discomfort. You have to recover from it. And then you'll keep going into the next bigger and better challenge. So that's what I want to talk to you today about with foam rolling and how foam rolling can help you overcome challenges, become a little bit more comfortable with the uncomfortable, and live a better, healthier, stronger, more fulfilled life. Hey, I really appreciate you listening to this episode of TR Expert Talks. You know, I thoroughly enjoy recording these episodes for you, and I hope that you enjoy listening to them as well. And I hope you enjoy listening to them so much that you want to share them with your friends. And if you're not sharing them with your friends, well, what are you waiting for? No, but for real though, I would appreciate it if you would throw down a review for us on iTunes or Google Play. You don't have to write anything, but if you just throw down a little click on the 1-star or 5-star or anywhere in between, that helps us out. It helps us get found, and I would really appreciate that. So yeah, share it. Share it with your mom. Share it with your dad. Share it with your friends. Share it with Bob down the street, because you know Bob don't know what he's talking about. But guess what? If you put him onto this podcast, you never know. Bob might get a great idea, make a couple $1 million, and bring you along with him and say, thanks a lot, kid. Thanks for putting me on. No, but for real, though, you never know. So if you have good information, my philosophy is always share it. Don't hold on to that stuff. Just share it out there, because the world can be a better place, because you might not be able to do anything with it, but somebody else might be able to do something great with it. So if you see something great, share it, and share it often. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you tomorrow. And as always, Keep good company.